Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your daily dose of ADHD focus. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster ride, especially when things get stressful? You know that feeling, right? Like you're teetering between being a Zen master and a volcano about to erupt. Well, buckle up because today we're diving into some powerful strategies for managing those emotions and staying calm under pressure. Now, let's be real. Life can throw curveballs faster than a batting practice session. Deadlines, traffic jams, unexpected bills, they all have this knack for pushing our buttons. But here's the thing, we don't have to let those stressors take over and hijack our emotional well-being. So, what's the secret sauce? It's not about becoming emotionless robots, but about learning how to navigate those feelings with grace and resilience. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, sometimes powerful, sometimes gentle. The key is to learn how to surf those waves instead of getting swept away. Alright, let's break down some game-changing strategies you can implement right now. Number 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't some hippy-dippy fad, folks. Research shows that even a few minutes of mindfulness practice each day can significantly reduce stress and improve emotional regulation. Think of it as giving your brain a mini-vacation, just focusing on your breath, noticing sensations in your body, and letting thoughts drift by without judgment. You'd be surprised how powerful a quiet mind can be. Number 2. Physical activity. You know that feeling after a good workout? That sense of accomplishment, the endorphin rush? That's not just wishful thinking. Exercise is a proven mood booster and stress reliever. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. A brisk walk, some dancing in your living room, or even just stretching can do wonders for your emotional well-being. Number 3. Healthy boundaries. This one is often overlooked, but setting healthy boundaries is crucial for managing emotions. Learn to say no to things that drain you and prioritize activities that bring you joy. Remember, it's okay to protect your energy and mental space. Think of it as building a fortress around your emotional well-being, only letting in the good vibes and keeping those negative energies at bay. Number 4. Connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures, we need connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, or even just sharing a laugh can significantly reduce stress and boost happiness. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Lean on your support system, whether it's family, friends, or online communities. Number 5. Self-compassion. This one is super important. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We're all human. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Now, let's take this a step further with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're in the middle of a crucial presentation at work. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and doubts creeping in. Your inner critic is on overdrive, whispering negative thoughts like, "What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough?" ... But instead of letting those anxieties take over, remember the strategies we talked about. Take a deep breath, focus on your physical sensations, visualize yourself succeeding, and remind yourself that you've prepared well and deserve to be there. Channel that nervous energy into passion and enthusiasm for your work. You got this. So there you have it. Practical tools to help you manage emotions and stay calm under pressure. Remember, emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and celebrate every small victory along the way. You are capable of handling anything life throws your way. Now go out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Together, we can create a world where everyone feels empowered to navigate their emotions with grace and strength. Stay tuned for more daily doses of ADHD focus, because you deserve to thrive, not just survive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.